What's up, dudes?
Hey, man, you got a screwdriver up in here?
I do, but it's like not in here.
Where is it?
Because I am
tired. You got
tired
a problem with your mic arm?
This mic.
What's wrong with it?
Dude, I see how to fix the problem.
Do you?
I see it.
I mean, I feel like it's worth it to go get my screwdriver.
Where is it?
I don't think I'm going to tell you. I think I should go get it.
Ah, fucking fine.
Yeah, don't you? I mean, I think it's
go,
safest
hurry,
if I go.
Hurry up.
Okay, all right.
And I'll intro the show.
Okay.
Bird Law. Like to see the hogs in the chat.
That was 8 minutes ago.
What? Well, hey, he might still be here. You never know. Guys, welcome to the show. I'm tired of this mic arm just falling. It's really hard to position it. I know exactly how to fix it. There's two screws that I just need to adjust, and then it's fixed. So I apologize. I came late. I was like a minute late. Or not
Phillips?
Late. Early. I was literally 1 minute early. Here we go.
What's Jurors Day? You know what that is?
Jurors Day?
Taylor Veach says, y'all are interrupting Jurors Day. J-E-R-S-D-A-Y.
Jerk off Thursday?
I feel like we would enhance that experience.
We should know about that if it's that.
Jersey Shore. Menace and Taylor both said Jersey Shore immediately.
Boom! Look how stable that shit is! It's so stable.
Yeah.
It's so stable. I didn't fix this arm. I fixed that part. And
how
now if I
it?
Put it right
oh, that
here.
Thing? Okay, all right.
Yeah, you just screw the
I don't,
tighten that.
Is Jersey Shore back? Oh, by the way, hi 32-bit. How are you?
Yes, man, it's back. Everybody's back, man. Not everybody. It's I think a different cast. Also in there like a Florida Shore or something like that now.
Why are you asking me?
I'm asking chat.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
God. Fucking think everything's about you, man. Look how good this mic stand is. I told you, I knew exactly how to fix it. I fixed that shit.
It's the same people, Taylor says. Dude, I don't have any idea about Jersey Shore.
Oh, I don't either.
I know Snooki.
Yep.
The Situation.
Yep. Robbie?
That might be it. Those might be the only two.
Pauly D. Pauly
oh,
D.
Pauly. I do know Pauly now that you say it.
Yeah, because that's the inspiration for Tony P. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
I don't know that for sure.
I mean,
I
believe it, hearing it.
Pretty sure.
Is
Ronnie.
Quack, is quack, 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 quack a thing from that show?
That's a duck.
Why? That's why is duck. Ball and Hobo watching this show up in Canada? Aren't they supposed to be smarter than that?
No. They're dumb with their stupid health care.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, hey, everybody. Did you say the name of the show or anything like that?
The Duck Phone. Yeah, that's right.
Did you introduce the show? Or?
I didn't.
Okay, hi.
We're Seth and Colby.
Yeah, who are you?
They made me give my name. I didn't like it.
Well.
Not anonymous.
I feel like I should be able to call in anonymous.
No.
Dude's going to burn down our house.
They're not going to be like, Chris from apartment blah blah called this in. Just letting you know.
It smells.
Don't trust them.
That's
like, they're burning down our house right now.
It's definitely possible because the flame was... Okay.
You start from the beginning. Tell you what you told me.
The flame
right?
is like right... Okay, so I was walking here. You live in an apartment building.
Yes.
At the end of the apartment building, this dude... You're not supposed to have grills here because
right.
fires
Everything
happen.
Everything is made of wood.
People are very dumb when it comes to fires.
Things are made
so
of wood.
There's a dude
Everything.
With a grill. Like, you can take it out to the sidewalk, which is like
right.
10 feet out from the building.
Not even
That's
really that far out from the building.
Right. That's apparently fine. But
yes.
No, this dude has it on his porch, which is directly under the balcony above him, with just an open grill with a piece of metal, like a tube of metal in the middle, and then coals everywhere with like... fire coming, and the tube is like a good, what, foot out from the grill, maybe, and still spouting flames up.
Yeah.
There's like 3 to 4 feet from flame to roof, and over time, it's gonna heat up.
So we called security.
Yeah.
I ain't dealing with no fire, okay?
Yeah. So if there's smoke, and I'm surprised you could smell it in here.
I'm not, it smelled horrific.
Yeah, no, it smells
like
in
I
here
smelled
the
fire in here,
mm-hmm.
went and opened the door, smelled the fire out in there, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I figured you'd be showing up, waited 20 minutes for you to actually get here, and then I asked you, and you're just nonchalantly like, oh, man, spitting flame into the building, so if it burns down, you know, that's why, and I was like, okay.
Yep.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. So, why are you still standing in here?
I don't know. Now I feel weird. She said they're going to page them.
Page who?
What do you mean?
3088, I guess.
Why don't...
I got, like, a dispatcher.
That's interesting.
You tell that lady that your name is Joan Crawford. Leave. I was trying to think of some important... Michelle Obama.
There you go.
Joan Crawford?
My cousin's daughter's son is living here. And I am visiting, and I will not attest to this flames that are about to tear down my nephew, uncle, sister's, daughter's, son's house. Whatever I said.
Thanks for saving me. Now you're the dumbest man in the room. I appreciate it, dude.
Well, like, really? Is that any sort of... Am I ever not, is what I'm trying to say?
You're definitely not tonight. Okay. Although the dumbest person here is a man trying to burn down our building, so...
So you just said that I'm not the dumbest person
right,
ever.
Right, it's a man trying
room?
To burn down the building. Do you want to be the dumbest?
I typically accept that mantle, yeah.
Are you kind of mad that you're not right now?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Feel like you're a little
upset.
I'm not
setting a blaze to an apartment building, so...
Dude, if what if they're Vikings and it's a funeral thing, freedom of religion, I will burn their religion to the ground. Okay? I don't care. I don't care at all.
I saw a man and a very young child... Yeah, probably
anything.
We're watching
what do you mean?
TV.
They're 30 minutes away. He's like, if you're really concerned, you should call the fire department.
Are you heckin' serious?
Like, I guess I'll go look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to spot. It's big old pillar of fire.
Like, I guess I'll go see if it's still there.
I mean, if it would have, I guess we would have burned down already if we were gonna burn down the amount of time it takes.
Right. Like, okay, 30 minutes away. He's like, I'll speak to the property manager.
I'm gonna go speak to.
Yeah, this is how fires get started. Oh my god, dude. Hey man, I see that beard's coming in real nice.
Yeah, I haven't shaved since Saturday.
You should let it go, man.
I'm not gonna do that.
No shave November.
I thought about shaving tonight, but
let
then I was
it
like
in.
Eh.
Let it grow, man.
I'm gonna shave it tomorrow.
You big old vagina.
This is all the farther it'll grow, man.
It will not.
This is where it'll stop.
No, that's not how beards work. They require time.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard.
Ren's going to compete with us. You see that?
What?
Don't thank him for that. Look at that. He's going to stream. Why would he stream when we're on?
How can he
possibly be better?
Does he have, like, an actual job that he does during the day?
Yes. He does now, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for the man.
Disappointment.
But still... Why would he even do it?
Nah, because he knows. Look at him. He's like, no one come to my stream. This is better. Sure, Ren.
But see, that's reverse psychology. Now everyone's going to be like,
well,
maybe we should check out
his
stream.
This guy's nice, at least. Let's check it out.
He's like, you know, he's got good taste. Let's go see what he's about, you know?
Fucking stealing viewers and shit.
Yeah, what a jerk. What a jerk. Goongus. Goongus.
Hey, so my car didn't start today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're having lots of problems today. Mm-hmm. I'm really bothered by the fact that my house might burn down.
Mm.
It's very hard for me to focus.
Yeah. Right, and you can go on, like, knock, knock, knock on his door.
Dude, this is why I want a gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad that I don't want a gun for protection. I want it to threaten people I don't like. Is that that's not the point.
You can threaten people without a gun.
No, I can't.
Yes.
Look at me. I'm not threatening.
You're bigger than that, dude.
Dude.
That dude was small.
You know what would make me more threatening?
Mm.
A gun.
I mean, yes, but then also, I don't know if that's...
Like, I can carry
that might
it,
be against
you know,
the law.
Like Red
know.
Dead Redemption, you know? Just carry it in one hand. Just have it out, you know? Hey, partner, you mind if you don't be grilling right next to the house? It's fire hazard, all right?
It would just give you more confidence.
Yes!
Okay.
Because then if he's like, no, that's not all right, I'd be like... All right, yeah.
It better be all right.
I think you said it should be all right.
Fix your shit, bro.
You want to end up like your grilled meat? Because that's what you're going to end up like.
I don't know, man. It smelled like he was burning wood in there. That's what it
smelled
like.
Well, he's probably burning wood in his cooker.
Yeah, it was a grill. It was just a standard little tiny bowl grill.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not even watching with sound, and I could tell Colby's yelling about something silly. He's actually, well, we can't defend you.
Why not?
Because he's not watching with sound, so nothing we say is going to get to him.
That's a fucking good point, isn't it?
Yelling louder.
That's a goddamn good point, isn't it? It's a really good point. We should just talk really angry, but not actually be loud. He will never notice.
He won't know anything because he's a sack of garbage.
Does that work good?
I think it'll work.
He'll be greatly overestimated.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was.
I believe that it was. It's been a while.
Well, that's true. He might have turned it out. And his blinds are open and he's watching it.
He's like that guy with the tornado in the background while he's mowing the lawn. And it's like, I got my eye on it.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to the fire? Go. Oh, yep, it's on fire.
But when I walk by, the flames are below.
Okay. Well, then maybe that was just him starting it.
We dodged a bullet then. Like, he's not going to be out there grilling lamb chops or whatever he's doing next week.
Dude, regardless, don't have it under the balcony. Regardless.
Well, yeah. He should move it out 10 feet. It also doesn't smell as bad. So, yeah, I bet when he walked by, it was like, it's worse.
Yeah, he probably just put
another log in there. Yeah, he was trying to cut the building!
That's hilarious.
I hate him. All right, thanks, babe.
He has a file in there, so.
Go buy a gun.
That's what I thought.
Go to Walmart. It's like, immediate, I think. Go get a Daisy baby BB gun that looks the same. That's enough. I'm not actually going to shoot anybody.
You just want it.
I just want it for threatening purposes. We get one of those BB guns, they look exactly the same, right?
Yeah, no, I got a big old revolver.
Right.
Airsoft pistol.
Right.
That has no orange tip or nothing.
Right.
It looks pretty.
Like, if someone who's a gun aficionado will look at it and know it's not a real weapon, but at night.
You ain't gonna know.
And as long as you're not using, like, your M4, you know, anyone's gonna believe you actually got an assault rifle, because it's not Texas.
Oh, okay. I will have an 16 one.
What stroke? What's happening? Get an airsoft rifle. Move AR-15.
15, not 16. My bad.
Tell me about your car, man.
I'm gonna get one of those.
A car?
Yeah.
Okay. So your car didn't start?
I'm really thinking about a truck.
Okay. My grandpa just bought a new truck. Mom told me today, so.
I don't want a new one. I want a semi-new one, and I want a smaller one.
A smaller truck.
Yeah, not like small, but a smaller one.
What's that even mean, man?
I don't know. There's a medium-sized truck somewhere.
Would you walk into a dealership and just say what you said to me?
I want a medium-sized truck, please. They're dealers, man. They'd be like, I got just the thing. This guy's an idiot. Let's sell him the most expensive.
What about a Yee-Yee truck? And you get flags with our logos on it, man.
I don't want that.
Come on, dude. American flag on left. Our heads in the middle on the cab. Confederate on the other side.
Not a Confederate.
Yee-Yee, because it's Yee-Yee. Taylor, out there in Yee-Yee land, how many of the Yee-Yee trucks sport a Confederate flag? I said a bad word, but not for Yee-Yees. Confederate flag. On by a percentage base, like how many? Like 80%, you know?
Probably a lot.
Bull and Hobo, we're not buying your truck. You're in Canada.
Was he the first one that?
Yeah, he already sent us a picture of his truck and asked us to buy it. He's in Canada.
It was a really nice truck.
How are we gonna get it? It was a great truck. Mm-hmm. It's in Canada. Have I mentioned that he's in Canada?
I might go get it.
No, you won't, because he's in Canada.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You won't go to Canada. 100% of all of them have Confederate flags. You have to Yee Yee. Otherwise, you're just a regular Yee.
Regular Yee?
You're a regular Yee.
Dude, I'd rather not be any Yees.
Dude, I gotta tell you something. That is stupid.
Tell me.
But I gotta share it. Mm. Okay. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Okay, it came out when? 7 years ago? Something like that?
Good long while.
Long time ago. 5 years ago? Something like that? I was watching a YouTube video about like Rockstar and how they somehow tap into a generation's way of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like their language fits the period better than most games. Like their writing is very organic.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the clips they showed, you remember Lamar? He's the black guy who's friends with Franklin.
Sure.
Okay. He's like the guy who kind of introduces you to the tutorial.
Yeah.
Remember him? He calls Franklin a yee-yee ass. And, like, I just can't believe that yee-yee was actually used, you know?
I've never heard yee-yee outside.
That's what I'm saying. But Rockstar apparently has their hands on the pulse of the nation.
Uh-huh.
That they knew yee-yee before Yee Yee was even a thing.
I think you're just all up on Rockstar's dick, man.
Well, I am. I mean, I just don't understand how
that's
they
apparently
do
that. A terminology that neither of us have heard.
Dude, apparently
recently.
Not. Apparently not. Hey, Bad Juju, welcome. Dude, did you know today is Bad Juju's birthday?
What?
It's Tone's birthday.
What?
And it's Tall and Ball
Dude,
and B's birthday.
I was Tall and Ball and B's? Who?
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't, like, what's all the birthdays today?
I was going to make a video montage of every single face of the same face that he makes on his Instagram.
Just going to
Tony P.
Oh, okay.
Just like mash up the face, like eyes and mouth are in the same position, just dip, ding, ding,
okay.
Ding, ding, ding. I was going to do that, but then he's not worth that.
What if you do, like, what if you do the, like, the NBA players? It's like an amalgamation of all of the Toronto Raptors. You know, have
mm-hmm.
you seen those?
Mm-mm.
Like, they're like, here's all of the NBA averaged into one person. And basically, they just overlay all the product photos and kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
The player mm-hmm. photos. You know, you could do that and be like, here is the amalgamation of pure douche.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that for him.
I could.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. It was not worth it.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It was going to be like 30 seconds a minute at best.
Okay, will you tell me about your car now, please?
Oh, yeah. So, I drove to work this morning.
Oh, my God.
Started
so
fine.
Oh, so you made it to work.
Drove home for lunch, made it fine. Drove
okay.
back, made it fine.
But tonight on the way to the show?
Yeah, no, like on the way home before I left.
So leaving work.
Leaving work.
To come home, it didn't work?
In my parking lot, just.
Ooh, any chance it was your boss?
Yes.
He ain't leaving.
He said, fuck this guy. You're working extra, son.
So did you have to carpool home or?
I had to call my mother.
Okay.
And then she drove all the way out.
Uh-huh.
And then jumped it. And it worked.
So you have a dying battery?
I got a new battery this last
year. Oh, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah, I remember mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. So she thinks it's a dud battery.
Well, you got a warranty on that?
Probably.
Did you go to Walmart?
No, I think we went to the Auto One. One of the Auto what places.
The Auto Zone or the O'Reilly's?
I think the
did everything just flicker, kind of?
Yep.
Ball and Hobo said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we went through the tragedy of my vehicle.
Yeah.
So I recently made a bunch of websites so we could pay some of Chris's medical bills and also fix my car. And I don't know if you've noticed, have you seen that my car still isn't outside?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, so I went and replaced everything I needed to, got the battery, and then we changed the oil. So it was like. It's like $200 I dropped
Jeez.
On a battery and all the oil and everything.
Uh-huh.
Took it out to my dad. He replaced it. Comes inside, says, rotors broke. Gotta get new rotors and brakes. Mm. So then I went and I bought new rotors and brakes. Just Amazoned them to his house. Called him up this weekend. Goes, yeah. I was driving it and I hear a howl in the engine. A howl, he said.
A howl, huh?
Yeah, a howl. I guess like a ghoul or a badger. I'm not totally sure. And I was like, okay, what's that mean? He's like, well, I think there's an inter-technical term of car thing. It's probably made of metal.
Your sprockets are broken in the sink
that.
Joints, and we got to weld/join them back up with the
Perfect.
Alternator. And
yeah, so I just asked, how much does it cost? And he tells me how much it costs, and he's like, send me a screenshot of it on Amazon, and I'll just ship it to you. So yeah, you know, cars suck, dude. Like, I know that I'm, like you said, I mean, I'm obsessed with Rockstar right now and Red Dead in general.
You just want a horse?
Wouldn't it just be easier to get a horse?
Because
you know what happens if your horse stops working? It dies.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to replace your horse's kidney. It just falls over dead.
Could you ride a horse on streets?
I don't think you can.
You think that's legal?
I think we'd have to move out to the country.
Like, I mean, I think not on a highway, obviously, because you have to be going at least 40 miles an hour.
Right.
But like on,
I don't know,
on
man.
Like
I don't
normal
think
roads, I think you could.
On the sidewalk.
I mean, bikers are allowed in the fucking
yeah?
roads. So.
I don't know, man. Horses are super expensive. You just get them hay. Just get them hay.
Hay's probably expensive, man.
Nah, man. You can get hay for cheap.
You know how much a barrel of hay
You know
costs?
How much my car is?
Probably how much all that is combined.
You can definitely ride a horse up that. Whenever we have a question about hillbilly stuff, we just need to ask Taylor. She
I
knows
guess.
The answer, dude. Hay's cheaper than gas. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they consume a lot more hay.
Not my horse. It's on a diet. It's on a poverty diet just like me. Okay?
Don't you have to feed your horse in Red Dead to make sure that it can go faster?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
see?
You know what I feed it? Hay. All
yeah.
right? Little bundle of hay.
But you need it to eat, and it's going to want to eat. And it will let you know that it wants to eat by kicking you off the fucking horse. Also, horses are terrifying. Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah. What's wrong with horses?
The first time I ever went to go ride a horse, it was me and my parents.
Okay.
And then I was scared shitless. I was probably 10, maybe, somewhere around there. And so they convinced me to do it. I was very against it.
Okay.
My mother gets on the horse first.
Okay.
And she gets on the horse, and the person who's helping her is like, this horse seems a little off. How about you hop off real quick?
How much of this is true, and how much of this did you make
this
up in your mind?
This is 1,000% true,
because you're terrified,
man,
of the horse.
No, this happened.
And then its eyes glowed red.
No, stop exaggerating. This happened.
Okay, all right, all right.
She could sense it was a little off. It like did like a little bump or something.
Oh, it did a bump.
Yeah, it like hopped up. Fucking break this bottle across your face.
It's all hopped up.
Let
horse
me
dope.
Finish my damn
sorry.
Story. It freaks the horse trainer person out.
Okay.
She's like, get out.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as my mother steps off of that horse completely, the horse like kicks up and then falls backwards.
Okay.
Onto the trainer's leg, breaks her leg, and she has to go to the hospital.
This did not happen.
This happened, I swear to God. All right.
So did she ever ride a horse then?
I did. Not that day. Absolutely not. We went to Colorado or somewhere.
Right,
and I rode
yeah.
another calm
right.
horse.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Those horses that are like tourist horses, they're the us of horses. So whatever, let's just get over with.
Well, I mean, so, this was a stable where you go to ride horses. It was just here.
Horse had indigestion or something.
The horse did not feel having somebody on its back that day.
Yeah.
Broke that lady's leg real bad.
See, Taylor's like, the medicine and shoeing equipment isn't. I'm not doing that for my horse. Okay? You think they did that?
Medicine?
In the 1400s?
That horse will
That's
be
the
fine.
Thing about horses. They've been riding horses since the beginning of time, man. When did the Egyptians ride? Camels and horses, right?
Yeah.
What's older than the Egyptians? Anything?
Asians.
They ride horses, right?
Asians.
I've seen the Mongolian horde.
Yeah, they definitely rode horses.
You think they had horse medicine?
No.
And shoes?
Well, like snake venom.
No.
Oil.
They're like sucking the venom out, man. That's what they're doing, okay? My horse is going to be just like me, living in the 1700s with no health care, hoping you don't die early. That's what my horse is going to be like.
Right.
All right, and I feel like if I moved up to Grand Lake, Colorado, and I had a little cabin like I want, I could park my horse outside. I could ride it into that grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh,
and then no more car. And if it freezes in the winter, 6 months not going anywhere, oh, boo-hoo. And I'll get a new horse in the spring. Okay?
So, you know you're not going to have... What's your plan for work when you get out to Grand Lake? This? You know you're not going to have internet out there, right?
I'm going to have to get good internet.
Where are you going to get that?
I'm going to pay for it.
Where?
I don't know. I'm going to get secret
What's
compound
your plans
internet.
Here?
My plan is,
happen.
In the next 8 years before I move out to Grand Lake, my
internet.
Twitch, I'm going to turn into Ninja.
Okay.
I'm going to have millions and millions of dollars,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to pay to have my own satellite beam high-quality internet into my home. That's the plan.
Okay. More,
if that
more realistically,
work,
I would just plan on the internet getting better in those 8 years.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But I still want my own satellite if I could afford one. Just for the record, I'm going to name it Steve.
Gotcha.
After your fuck. I don't know what I'm doing with my life right now, dude. The horses
name
are expensive
Steve.
To buy, especially train one. I could steal a horse. Who's it going to tell?
It won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
It's probably branded.
Oh, overbranded.
People look. Well, you got to find it.
My brand.
Hide those
here's
things.
What my brand is going to be.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be a solid square. Because that way I can rebrand over anyone else's brand and there'll be no trace.
Mm-hmm.
My brand is literally the black bar of censorship. That's what my brand's going to be.
Oh, my God.
People go through our Sonic drive thru on horses.
Where the fuck do you live, Taylor?
She lives in the Wild West.
I live in the boonies.
Any Confederate flags on the horses, Taylor? Just
oh
out
my
of curiosity.
God. Did they paint a horse the Confederate flag or like what?
Dude, that's a great idea. Put our faces on the side of a horse.
Do you shave it in or do you paint it on?
Oh, why not both? Why not both, man? That's the real question.
Yeah, so that was my evening. I didn't get home until fucking.
So where's your car? Still, you're back home, right?
Yeah.
And you drove it here?
No, Brad dropped me off.
Okay, all right. Confederate flag saddles.
There you go, man.
Ah.
Those Yee-Yees, dude, they got their own brand of...
And that's North Carolina.
Yee-Yee.
You know what? I never really thought the Carolinas were that racist
until
Charleston. Wait, that's it, right?
I don't know.
Charleston.
They're all racist, man.
Or is that Charlesville? I think it's Charleston. Somebody needs to help me out. Where was the fucking Tiki Torch Nazi shit?
Charleston is a real place.
Right.
Okay.
Where was the Tiki Torch shit?
In a street. That's how I know about it.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I don't know it. I don't do the politics.
I'm pretty sure it was in Carolina. I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I'm sure Taylor would know. All right. Are you waiting for her to answer? I mean, I can just Google it if you really need to know.
I really need to know, man. Okay. I've been waiting on that this entire time.
Tiki Torch Nazis. Charlottesville.
Virginia?
Charlottesville.
It's Virginia.
Virginia.
I got you.
White nationalists descended Friday night on the University of Virginia with burning tiki torches, leading to distinctly but unlikely intentional Polynesian aura to a white nationalist group march. All right, I'm already mad at CNN for just that sensationalist paragraph. I mean, won't they just be like a bunch of idiots marched into Virginia, they racists, yeah. This is why we should still have public executions. That's what the
Boom.
News should just say.
Boom!
That's
Noose
it.
Those motherfuckers
that's
up.
All it should be.
Good
all right?
Lord.
I am full red. It's a greater time in Red Dead.
Yeah.
No, it's a better time, man.
Yeah.
Seems good. 5 bits from 32-bit Phoenix. Thank you. You know, I don't Thanks, want. Okay, bro. I don't want. I probably shouldn't say it. No, I'm not going to say it. I've picked on Taylor too much.
Oh,
I've picked
God.
On Taylor too much. All right, I'm going to move on. You want me to say it, don't you? I see you staring at me.
No, I'm staring at your topics that you got there. But
you want to talk about those topics?
Sure.
Okay, I'll say it. Taylor asked. Okay, ZFM, he gave 5,000 bits and $5 to the channel. Okay? And
What? Huh?
Remember like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
You say 5,000?
Yeah. See how it says 5,000 in our overlay?
I thought you said dollars.
Bits.
Where did that come from? Yes. Okay.
So on our Discord, if you hold one donator spot on my show or yours or ours, it's big D. You mm-hmm. hold two, it's double D. You yep. hold three, it's legendary D.
What's three?
Like two on mine, one on ours. And then if you hold all four, you're the mythic D.
Oh, okay.
So right now ZFM holds both top donator spots on our channel mm-hmm. and on mine, so he's a Mythic D. And because our stuff rotates every 30 days,
mm-hmm.
he's been the Mythic D just by getting through on donations to my channel for like the last month. Mm-hmm. And the donation is only $5. And if I was Taylor, that would kill me. Like, I get the 5,000 bits. Okay, that's a lot to overcome. But just $6 will dethrone him to the legendary. And she could be back up there at top of the Discord list like she used to be before ZFM came in here and just hit her in her face.
What, 5,000?
Yeah, he's got...
That's $50!
Why are you struggling to
that's
understand?
That's $50!
Yes.
Taylor, don't donate more than $50.
The $5 one, the
oh,
top tip, is
okay.
$5. She could give $6. She could give $5.01 and dethrone him, and then she wouldn't have to do anything for the next 30 days... Because ZFM doesn't come and watch our show that often.
I got you.
But I do want to say it because I don't want her to, like, feel obligated to donate. But, like, I feel like if I was her, I would be so mad. That's $6, man. I had to buy some makeup. Wow.
Wow.
Taylor, you're beautiful without makeup. You don't need that. Give us money.
He's not wrong. I tried to wink real bad.
God. This eggnog is so... I almost said the F word. That's how good it is. It is so good. You ever had eggnog and Fireball, man?
Yes. No.
You want to try some?
I don't.
It's going to change your life.
It's going to taste like asshole. That's what it's going to taste like.
It's going to change your life. You're never going to want to drink something else.
That's really fucking good.
That's what I'm saying, man!
That's really good.
Oh!
How do you not like eggnog? Is it that cinnamony normally, or is that the fireball?
Eh. It's probably a tiny bit less cinnamony than it is right there.
God, what does that taste like? It tastes like a ginger snap or something.
Like Christmas is what it tastes like.
Yeah, it really does.
That's Christmas right there. Yeah.
Christmas is cinnamon, though, isn't it?
I'm going bankrupt buying eggnog. Okay, that eggnog, because I'm lactose intolerant, like, if I go to the liquor store, they sell a jug of eggnog that's, like, this thick and, like, this tall by Evan Williams or some, you know, trash liquor company. I don't care. I'll drink anything. I'll drink shampoo if it has alcohol in it, okay, man? I don't care. All right? It's, like, $10 for that thing. I get a half-gallon carton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's a half-gallon. I think it might be like a quart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not big. And it's $3.50.
Wow.
And I go through them in like 3 days.
That's pretty cheap for alcohol-wise, though.
No, that doesn't include the alcohol. That's just the nog.
Oh, wait. So you have to alcohol up your own eggnog?
Yes! Because I can't buy the stuff at the store because I'm lactose intolerant. I have to get lactose-free eggnog in order to enjoy my favorite holiday beverage. Otherwise, this show would last 10 minutes, and I'd be in the bathroom all night long, man. It tastes like man juice? First of all, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong with that, Taylor? What are you, one of them lesbians? Ginger snap. That's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cookie.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It tastes a little ginger snappy. Okay, so here's the deal.
Like a... God, there's something specifically in my head of what I'm thinking about.
We should probably get to our topics, but before we do so, do you want to talk to the 32-bit Phoenix? What? Jump into the green room if you wanna talk to us. I don't know. He just wants to be on the show.
When?
Now. He wants to get. He's already in the green room. See him?
Oh well, bam.
I mean, I don't know what he wants to talk to us about.
Well, bring him on, bro. Let's do it.
I don't know who would be excited about talking to you.
Dude, a lot of people.
No, that's not true.
A lot of people. Fucking George W. Bush. Talked to him last week. I was like, why do you own the fucking Cowboys?
God.
Fucking what's happened with your pants, man?
I'm undoing the fucking string because, God, they are tight.
All right, here we go. All right, 32-bit Phoenix, hi.
What up, man?
Hello. Oh, my God. He sounds so good.
He sounds so good.
Wow. Why couldn't Plotino Sunshine sound like
this? He sounded like dick. This guy sounded like
Nagasaki 3 days after Fat Boy landed. 32-bit Phoenix sounds like he's in my ears.
Whoa.
Sorry. I've had a lot of eggnog.
Yeah, that's because he's using a headset mic, and I have a studio mic.
Listen to that. Sounds gorgeous.
You know what?
This butter.
32-bit Phoenix, you keep talking about how like it's the Seth and 32-bit show. How would you like a 32-bit and Colby show? Is that okay with you?
No.
You know what?
Don't put it on me unless you talk. You know the show, so I just respond.
I'm
going to
go get more eggnog, so you're in the driver's seat. Cause,
take over
yeah,
the
Colby
show,
Colby just
man.
Said, yeah, so good luck.
You know what this is. Silence. Are you trying to torture me? 32? Trying to torture me?
I just really wanted to be on the show.
Well, now you're on the show, and it is your show now. I am only a background, like I'm a sound box. You just push me for responses. That's all this is. Basement.
It says Seth and Colby show up. We all know who's in charge here.
Who?
This is all the bigger my eggnog is.
Seth.
Well, yeah, him. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
This is $3.50, man.
That's expensive?
It's a quart.
Say hi to Basement Brain. He's here.
Hi, Basement. What's up? All right, see ya.
That's all it's ever been? Yeah. Taylor, whoa there. Pull back on the brakes. I contribute. Did you hear my car story? It's a really good story.
Hold on. I gotta adjust. Am I off camera? Okay.
We had a great conversation.
I don't think you did. No, I heard you in here.
I was carrying everything. Yeah. Man. That's not what I do.
32-bit, that's the best thing you could have done.
That's not what I do.
Hi, Basement. I'm back. Hey, 32-bit, how you doing, man?
Bye, Seth. God, Basement. Ah!
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Me too. Here's what I've done. Here, I brought Colby.
College student life.
Yeah? Are you, like, in your dorm right now?
What is this?
Yes, I'm in my room.
That, Colby, is regular eggnog. Just take a drink, see if you like it. What you think?
I bet it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you like eggnog, 32-bit?
I've never had eggnog, so...
You ever... Okay, so you're in college. You ever had this?
Yeah. you guys keep cutting out. I don't know why.
How... Colby,
I didn't do shit!
Colby, you keep... Why does he sound great and now we sound horrible? Now we're trash.
That's your fault.
Have you ever had Fireball cinnamon whiskey?
Well, that depends on...
You're in your 30s, right?
Not you're accepting that I may or may not be underage.
I mean, I gave Colby Mike's Hard Lemonades at 15. Is your mom here? I don't care.
She knew.
What's she going to do about it now? She can't keep you at home. Okay, so here's what happened, chat. This is the problem. The eggnog is too expensive. I would love to mix the eggnog and the Fireball, but I can't afford the eggnog. I'm down to my last bottle.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's just...
Well, the Fireball is expensive, so I would think you'd have a harder time affording the Fireball.
Okay, well, let's do some quick math. Did I take my eggnog out?
I have it... Say it right here, like $15 a bottle.
Yeah, that's how much this is. How many milliliters are in a quart? I did not say milliliters weird.
How many milliliters are in a quart? 946.
946 milliliters? Okay, well then by the milliliter, Fireball is way more expensive than eggnog.
Yeah.
But I also don't drink an entire...
You sure that was a quart?
Yeah, not a pint? One quart, man. And I also don't drink... Okay. I don't drink Fireball by the 16-ounce cup.
That's true.
So it lasts longer.
I hope not.
Well, that's true.
I have before, but generally not on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So that's why. Okay. The 32-bit, you can get involved in this as well. So Basement Brain, okay, local Wichita. He lives in the same place we live.
Yeah.
Found us just completely through happenstance, and boy, howdy, am I glad that he's here.
Yep.
Okay? That dramatic pause made it sound like I'm not excited, but boy.
Look who's in the green room. Oh, this podcast is about to get lit.
Wait, can we put everybody in here.
Could you put everyone in
here? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's see if he actually has a mic this time.
Bring him in.
Basement Brain.
Unleash the Kraken.
I just started a conversation about him, and then it just ended. Now he'll never know. He'll never know.
I was just going to say you're going to talk about his Taco Bell Xbox.
He saw me in here. That's why. That's why he joined.
Hey, what's up, man?
Unmute him, man.
He's not.
Unmute him.
I have him in the right role.
Plata, no.
Are you there, Plata?
Right, there you go.
You're what's up, man?
What's good, guys?
Hey, are you, can you, like, he sounds way better today.
A little bit.
I mean, it's
like, still not as clear.
It's better.
32-bit's still above him.
I mean, 32-bit sounds like Howard Stern, but I mean, what are you gonna...
That's because I paid the money for a mic.
How much was your microphone, Plotino?
He's listening to your stream.
Well, I'm using a free mic, and I have a Blue Yeti.
It's free.
It's a pretty good mic, though.
It doesn't sound bad. Okay. Taylor, why don't you get in the Discord, and you say that to our big fat faces.
Man, talk on the cell phone, your mic that you got there.
Yeah.
Let's see how it turns
Glenn,
out.
Glenn, are they cutting out for you, like, on Discord, like, every couple seconds?
Yeah, I thought it was just me, but
I was going to restart my Discord, but I just want to make sure that it's not just me.
That's on you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, see, okay, so we figured it out now, and they suck as strammers.
Strammers.
I can hear you perfectly, Phoenix.
Yeah, same with you. They keep, like...
It's like... It's doing, like, the robot stuff, right? Like, every 3 seconds, it's like...
They're just sitting back. Look at that. This is officially the Phoenix and Platano podcast.
and take over our show like this?
Fine. We're going to talk about all the teddy bars they have in the background.
We get all the money. I don't care.
Seth claims so they're done. His kids, but they're actually his.
You guys might as well get up and leave.
I do actually have to pee at this current moment.
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect timing.
Let's just talk about Colby's haircut and how much he loves Dan.
Fucking light on fire, partner. I'm gonna kill you. I don't know if you picked that up.
This is what happens when I join people's podcasts.
Yeah,
just goes
basically,
to hell.
You want
to
get in on this this horror show? Feel free. It's where, just join the green room.
In, like, why not?
Yeah, just join the green room in the Discord, and you'll get in here.
Get your ass in here, bro.
Yeah. Colby's peeing currently, so you won't get to talk to him. But all right, sorry for interrupting, gentlemen. Yeah, I'll let you get back to it.
No problem. There you go. I just did. I did your job for you, Tremor. There you go. Everybody, please join the Rapid Team Discord podcast. And just make sure you join the green room so we can all chat at the same time. And you guys can hear how the Seth and Colby show's audio sounds through Discord.
Dude, I feel like. Every time that Seth looks directly into the camera, I feel the burning going straight into my eyes. Like,
you feel
like I feel it.
Bro, but seriously, your mic is like...
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
Jack, when it was a thing. Look at this.
Wait, my mic?
Thanks for the sub, Ball and Hobo!
Yeah, your mic is amazing, bro.
Oh,
it's 2 months of subs!
It was my dad. My dad was a musician, or he is. So okay. He had like a couple studio mics. So I took it. It's a Behringer, the Ultra Voice. So I just took it.
Ooh, that's a nice.
But you know, it's good when you have to run an XLR. So I literally bought like $100 audio interface. Just for it to work. Seth is. We've ruined Seth. He's.
Oh man, it just gets me. Rock hard.
Can somebody, please, streamers. Can we please put Basement Brain?
Look,
on
see, we're getting them more subs. Look at this. We're just
getting the money. It's ridiculous. Hey, Ball and Hobo. If you didn't know, you can join the Discord! Exclamation.
Well, yeah,
Discord.
He has to be dragged in. We can't. I can't drag him in.
And you can't. There we go. Brain. Brain's here.
What's
Brain.
Up?
My guy with a clear voice. Look at that.
We're taking over their stream.
Oh my god! So
this is the best answer ever.
I know, dude. We don't have to do nothing, and we've already made $10.
That's it. We got them two. Yo, we joined the air, and we got them two subs. So let's see how many more subs we can get than the two subs.
Hey, Seth, I told you it was a good idea having me on the show. See, I told you it was a good idea.
He didn't say that.
I would say something, but they can't hear us anyway! Where's my
Even
fireball?
That was choppy, but I could see through the stream to let him yell.
Chug, 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 chug,
chug, chug, chug, chug, chug, chug. Wait, is Octavia's Pokemon Let's Go officially out?
Is it?
Is it officially?
I don't know. I've been too... I literally started, like...
Gotta join the green room.
Spyro...
And then I'll put you in.
The second that Spyro came out, I literally, like, started playing at midnight, and I played for over 24 hours straight. So I've been so infatuated with Spyro. Like, I have no idea what's come out over the past couple days. Yeah, don't give me that look, Colby. Like, don't give me that look.
Yo, I saw it, bro. I couldn't believe that you were playing that long.
Yeah. I did it. The game twice.
Wow. That's a good job. And you know what? I was watching the bit that I could, and it looks amazing.
I don't know why it was so choppy. I really don't.
It's all good. I blame trying to stream.
I blame YouTube on that.
I bet the
yeah.
I bet
exactly.
The guy from Canada has a great connection. What do you think? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's probably
great.
Fantastic.
Hey, Hobo, you in here, bro?
Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, on air great. With the clear voice. That's four people we have with clear voices.
Just the person with $9,000 worth of audio equipment in their house. That's the one that sounds trash. It's fine.
Versus $20 studio mic.
Yep. No, right. No, Platados was free. It didn't cost anything.
No, I mean, I didn't pay. Mine was free too, but it's the Behringer's $20.
Well, I paid for mine with the debit card.
I'm just using a cheap headset that I got from Walmart.
You know what, Hobo? You sound amazing. I just
Taylor, what?
It's not bad for $20.
Yeah.
Can we ban Taylor? Or is she too important? She's too important.
Hey, Taylor, if you're not doing anything, feel free to join the Discord, the Green Room, and have a chat with us about anything that you like. Please. We're currently at 2 subs. We're working on 3.
I don't have money.
I would. It's all right. Keep subbing to Z-Swigs. That's the best thing you could possibly do, so...
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yep.
Another shameless promotion.
Where's that? I was gonna say, where's that sellout screen? We don't have one for Kobe and his haircut.
No, yeah, you need one. To get one for.
It's not. Why is it not big anymore?
Do we not?
Have... Kobe,
there we go, that's the Kobe, lower your hand.
I'm gonna shove my head
up your ass.
That's just laughing at
you.
Oh,
just up it.
Like they just the side of your face made them laugh.
I know.
That's your thumbnail right there.
That's cool, guys.
That's such a great
That's
thumbnail.
That's cool. I'll take the $250 that we made.
Taylor, if you have
made $250.
Hey, shut up. I'm talking.
Hey, no. Shut up.
You can't talk anymore.
I get to talk.
I don't give a shit.
You see, only you, I get to say words.
Why is it only on me? I don't want it on me.
You
want
to see your haircut, bro.
You take it away. I don't want it. It's not a haircut.
You've never gotten
it's
a
just hair. It's grown
hair.
Out.
In Discord,
this is not styled in any way. This
guys,
is just old.
Let's just start, you know, and let's just go around the room. Does he have a haircut? Yes.
Okay. That's a haircut. That's a full haircut.
This is not a fucking.
Hey, anyway, what I was saying was
this is
Taylor,
overgrown as shit.
If you've just got an iPhone like headphone, all right, with a microphone in it, like you would take a phone call and you open the Discord app on your phone, and you can just join the green room and use your iPhone headphone, and it will work. Like, and it'll sound better than what we sound
Taylor.
Like too. So you know, it's great.
Can you hear any of that?
Some dead, dead air right there.
No? Okay.
Nobody's got nothing
to
talk
still,
about.
I'm still trying to figure out what Seth was talking about with the
basement
conversation. I was going to say that I'm mad finished. That you got something that I like there for free, even though I already own what you got. Okay?
What'd he get?
It's petty. He won one of those Xboxes from Taco Bell. I didn't think anybody actually won
really?
Those.
Oh, really? Wow, nice.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
How the
they
hell,
win something?
How did you enter it and win that? Can we hear that story?
He bought a chalupa, which another thing I'm mad about, because chalupa's god tier, and then he got an Xbox from it.
God tier.
$5 you know, chalupa walks out with a fucking Xbox.
Yeah.
Wow. That's double god tier.
Well, what's funny is that I actually hate the chalupas.
What?
Who said that? Was that basement?
Kick out basement. Kick
bye,
out,
basement. It's nice to talk to you. See you later.
He muted him.
Chalupa hate.
So rude, man.
What? It's not like he supported us for 12 months in a row.
Yeah, he kind of has.
That's a whole repeat.
You're the worst.
Glad
I'm sorry.
The whole fucking NYC pizza.
I'm sorry, yeah, basement. Okay. That was instinctual because you talked bad about chalupas and they're my family. And I'm
chalupas
sorry. Chalupas
actually are terrible. Yeah.
Can you go turn off your mic, please?
Nah, I can't do that.
Get off the show.
You can reach over there.
Oh, there she is. There she is. The queen has arrived.
There she goes.
All right, the queen has arrived.
Okay, guys, everybody, give Taylor the floor when she gets in here.
All right, everybody, shut up.
Put
Taylor,
the pressure on.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, baby. It's me, Seth. How you doing? It's good to be. This is my regular voice.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah, all the other times you've heard me, it's been through the filter. And at the Discord level, I sound like this. So.
It's a really bad deep voice.
Is this sexier than my regular voice?
No, it's very, very creepy.
This
actually.
Is way
you get
more.
You like like one of those announcer, like for CinemaSins, like one of those kinds of voices.
In a world where Taylor is better than
in
all of
world.
Us combined. Stop staring at me, Colby. It makes
dude,
me uncomfortable.
You got fucking little peach fuzz. I love it.
Stop staring at my beard. This is a testament to my laziness and nothing else.
You need to just grow it out, man. That's all I'm saying. Seth with a beard would be the best emote I've ever seen.
That would be. I would spam the hell out of that emote.
Yeah.
I would pay for Seth to grow his facial.
Right.
I'm already paying for the swigs.
Ah, there you go. See, they're paying. Oh, that. This, these are your paying customers, here's, okay. And they want a beard.
Here's the real question, guys and lady. Here's the real question, okay? If I was... No, so, so my beard has really never been much longer than this. Like, it's been slightly longer, okay?
Because you shave it.
But it's never been much longer than this. It grows very slowly.
You shave it.
Okay? So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What do you think would happen first? Me growing a full beard or Colby actually making that emote?
You growing a full beard.
That's a great question.
Definitely you growing a full beard.
Yeah. So I'm not going to grow a beard because I'm never
going to. And you got to let me know when you add fucking emotes into that to-do list because I don't look at it. Like, ever. Like, ever. Ever. That's why, like, 10 of them stacked up all at once is because I didn't look at it.
Maybe look at it every day.
I'm not ever going to look at it. I have a job. I have a life. You have to tell me when things are needed done. Also, I'm editing your damn wedding photos. Engagement photos.
I didn't ask you to do that.
No. That's your Chris. Significant other did.
Yeah, I would be fine getting married in a burlap sack. No one ever to see my face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Regardless. Okay, so can I ask Taylor the question? Ask Taylor the question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taylor, doesn't it look like Colby always has a haircut?
Always.
Hey, thanks for the bits.
Always. There you go.
32
That's five, that's five out of Kappa. Five, bro. That's five out of five.
That's five out of five.
It's all of us, yeah.
And we got more money.
When is your haircut next week, by the way?
It's Wednesday.
I have a haircut on Saturday, too. So.
I have a Wednesday haircut.
You schedule your haircuts? I just kind of walk into Grey Cliffs.
That's what he used to do, and then I berated him heartily for it because he's an adult. Like, it's different when you're on a college budget, but this guy has a full-time job with a paycheck, and he's 25 years old, and he goes to Great Clips. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment.
I thought he doesn't go to that old guy anymore with the one chair.
No, that's
where I'm going.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
An actual barber.
Yeah.
It's a barber, okay?
Okay.
I go to a lady that
it's
cuts...
It's one barber.
I go to the lady that cuts the hair of my entire family... Which is very important because my entire family is, well, you guys could probably guess. So she's already broke in. So it's important that we go to her. If I went to someone else, there would be problems.
I just remember lasagna body.
Do you have to break in the barber to cut your Caucasian hair? Is that what,
dude,
what it was?
There is literally one haircut that looks good on my body. It's the one that I have, and good is
she
in quotes.
She has to be trained, man.
Good is in quotes.
She has to... Learn your hair. Study it.
You could keep trying to pass it off to me, but we're all still roasting you right now.
Oh, yeah. How much does my haircut cost you every week?
To learn hair.
What, yeah. What was
it? It doesn't take...
Colby will not stop talking over
like
the people more important
and
than him.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Textures, man. Look at the texture of my hair.
I mean, you don't get your hair dyed, so like texture doesn't matter that much. But
oh my God, please dye his hair with somebody.
I look like
dude, let's both dye our hair blonde.
No. No.
Pink?
No.
Seth, how many subs do you have on your main channel?
Three.
Not enough.
That is not true. Three only?
I only have three. I only have three subs.
I'm one of
how
them.
Much money to dye your hair? Like blue
when
or
you,
something.
When you how get much money when you hit 10 subs, you gotta dye your hair.
Dude, you don't go outside.
Not like a normal color.
More people like, see me every day than see you.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
false.
Spare the Battlestar
Galactica. I will make new accounts just to sub to you so you can dye your hair.
All right.
I was just going to say that shit, bro.
Okay, when I reach 45,000 subs, I will dye my hair blue.
Oh, my God.
And then I will buy my own satellite and beam internet into my house.
All right, guys.
You're in Colorado.
Yeah.
We got to get one of those massive gift subs just for this.
Yeah, just find that guy. Just find that guy who donated 3,000 tier 3 subs to Ninja and have him come to my channel. Boom. Problem solved. Although,
so he could dye his hair blue.
That's $30,000.
How much is it?
So just like play video games with Drake.
Well, that's $90,000.
I keep calling Drake. He won't return my calls. Something about a sexual harassment lawsuit.
That's how you get viewers right there.
That's true.
Or you give
Drake and Travis Scott in the same.
I like how Ball and Hobo.
Live.
Oh, he left. He's not even in there. He gave up. That's smart. Ball and Hobo. It looks like if you want to replicate this haircut, okay, go to a Hollywood memorabilia store, buy the bowl cut that Jim Carrey has in Dumb and Dumber, and place it on a bowling
ball.
Yep. My head.
Yep.
All right?
Get the bowl, put it on your head, trim the stuff that's not under the bowl, bam.
I have had worse hair. You know this.
Nah, I think it was better.
You've had the same haircut for 10 years.
Colby's got it down to a science.
You think that, but I've had worse hair.
I think it was better.
Photos that I could show you that would make your nipples point
you have,
inward. So
you've
horrifying.
Had bad hair days, yes, but I feel like your hair's been better.
This is the same haircut I've always had.
Dude, I'm telling you, shaving on the sides, leave the top.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's because you're a bitch.
No, it's because I'm not you. Your head's tall. Mm. My head is the globe. Mm. That's all it is. I'm a walking Earth.
Just put yourself down, man.
I don't know why you do that. I see what he's saying.
I'm putting myself down. Look at the shape of my head. I mean, they could build maps using my head.
You know how you could tell? You know how you could tell? Because the headphones just fit perfectly on his head.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Colby's.
No doubt.
Colby is hiding the rest of the headphone with his fucking
hair. This isn't a joke. Look at my headphones right now. Look,
you can't even see him.
You can't even see the rest of the headphone because of Colby's hair.
Perfect match.
They're perfect.
What?
How much of a donation for me to shave my heads? I will need $7 million. I mean, you could ask Colby independently, but like...
What? To shave my head?
I'm going
to
shave my head.
I am shaving my head when I go get my haircut.
Take my donation, and then I will never be seen again. That's what you know.
What?
Guys, I got to be very clear.
Sorry, I'm not doing it for free. $5,000.
I'm hideous enough already. You don't need to ugly this up. Start with the pretty man. Okay? Make him ugly.
Make him dance.
I already have this facial stuff, man. Like, that just alone drops me down a little.
You are living in the world, though, where your girlfriend...
If you have a round face, you need to have long hair. So just grow your hair out.
I used to have long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day...
That's when you look
better. I mean, that's what I have
to do. I get my hair cut really short, and then I let... So I only get a haircut, like, once every month and a half. Like...
Taylor,
save myself a lot of money.
That's me. I literally cut the sides down to nothing.
Can we talk about how Taylor just called me a Southern woman?
Yeah.
And we just all moved past it?
Well, that's is it true or is it not?
It's
man.
Totally
wait,
true.
I called you a what?
You called me a Southern woman who needs long hair and a plate of fried chicken.
No.
And a horse that does dressage.
No. No. I said if you have a round face, you need long hair, because that's what I have to do. I have a round face, so I have long hair.
Why did I know?
It balances out the roundness.
Why did I know the word dressage? Where did that come
from? Is that a word?
Yeah, it's horse dancing. That's what dressage is.
I'm glad I don't know that.
It's horse dancing.
Only you would know that.
I don't know why I know it.
I gotta say, the only thing I'm missing from Swig's stream... is a slow motion camera of Swigs throwing his hair back. That's all I need. Like the Tresemme commercial and it just being Swigs. That's all. What the hell is he putting
on? I mean, he's not wrong.
Oh, we gotta end the show. We only got 3 minutes left. We got Hitman to talk about or play.
What? I'm so confused.
It's Hitman?
Yeah, it's Hitman too.
How did it get to Hitman?
Oh, because I 100% rigged the vote.
Well, fuck you, bitch!
I asked everybody in my stream for the last 2 days to vote for Hitman instead.
You're the worst!
I didn't want to go rent Detroit.
I think we should just keep going with the podcast. We're having such a great time.
Well, we'll back.
How does this happen?
It's actually amazing.
What do you mean, how does it happen?
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did!
Dude, it was 6-4.
Well, when we lost, it was 8-8 tied, and I make the tie-breaking decision.
Are you fucking kidding?
All right, guys, well, thanks.
Wait, do we need more votes?
No, voting's closed.
God,
I'm sorry.
It's 9-8 now.
Oh, really? Hitman won? Even better.
He changed if Hitman 2 won, he probably smudged the results.
Well, I mean...
I want to recount.
We need a recount.
I smudged the results in the way that, like... People who go door to door, like, whipping up votes, smudge them, you know. Like, I didn't create any fake accounts.
You gotta pull a Florida and need a recount?
No, it's digital. It's fully counted. There's no hanging chads in this election, okay?
Oh. Is there?
No, there's not. I just said no.
You sure?
Positive.
You sure?
It's streampoll.com or whatever.
Dude, I rigged it. I voted twice.
So you're yelling at me? And you rigged it?
I've been trying to get Kobe to play Breath of the Wild, and I'm the only person that wants to see him play
it. Dude, I want to see him play it too, man. But I purposely don't vote in the poll to not sway the vote. However, this week, I voted and swayed the vote because I didn't want to go rent Detroit and install it. Because if I would have to delete a game to install it, and I don't want to delete Red Dead, then Red Dead is taking up 145% of my hard drive space because it's the biggest game of all time.
Could always delete Overwatch.
Voting is a crime.
What? It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, we should probably. Okay, guys.
No, it's 59.
Nope, it just turned 8. I just saw it happen. Sorry. All right, we're gonna kick you out now. Who do I pick first?
I should be on every. Right. I should be on
everybody
every episode.
Everybody say bye to Kobe's haircut as a unit.
All right, guys. I guarantee you, Kobe will never allow this to happen again. Thank you all for hanging out and being here. Okay, I'm just gonna go down the list so there's no favoritism. So 32-bit, you can't speak. Let's see, Basic Brain. Hey, Basement, thank you for 12 months of subs, man. Thank you for 12 months of subs. We appreciate it.
Get Plotino the fuck out of there, man. Get him the fuck out of there.
He's gone. Okay. It's just us.
Oh, Plotino.
It's just us, Basement Brain, and Taylor now.
Now we can relax.
Yeah, we can talk. They're not gonna roast you. Taylor will roast me.
Good. It's deserved.
And Basement's just going to roast Chalupas, so. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean.
Nope, Taylor jumped out. Look at that.
No, Taylor's still. She's
right. Oh, what? She's Who right jumped there? Out?
No, I'm here.
Yeah,
oh,
Plotino's gone. Yeah, Plotino's gone.
I'm done.
Rude.
Moving out there and.
You know, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, playing favorites, yeah. I mean, Taylor. Taylor's been there for me when I got divorced. She's been there for me when I had this haircut for 10 years. There's a lot of trauma that we've put her through. She had to put up things you went through. I don't really know.
My prepubescent child voice.
Yeah. that's just my regular voice.
That's true.
A lot of cock in the air. There's a lot of that word. The old shows. Taylor, I don't know why you watched.
A lot of the F word going around.
Okay, that's still now, though.
Yeah, still. That's currently still Colby.
That's very, very much me. Ban that motherfucker. I'm done. Ban him right now!
I'm gonna ban him. He's a nice guy. He's just roasted you, and I like it. I like it. Someone take you off your high horse. Okay, guys, we really have to go and play video games now as much as I hate it.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think you just get out of like doing another hour of the show. Using my gaming as an excuse.
You're just trying to get out of gaming.
I just think like that's an excuse for you for not doing an hour of the show.
I didn't do the last 30 minutes of the show.
I know.
We didn't do nothing.
You're taking a whole lot of excuses here, friend.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you for your support of the show. I love you. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, they're both gone.
Bye. Okay, yeah.
They're both gone now.
Yep,
okay.
All right.
It's so awkward saying goodbye. I don't know how to do it. So, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we didn't talk at all about Detective Pikachu, the trailer for Detective Pikachu.
No one cares.
I mean, lots of people care. It's actually the only non-Marvel non-Star Wars trailer in the history of YouTube to have 1 million likes, so I think a lot of people care.
Don't care.
Okay. We didn't get to hear about Bad Boys 3, the official title being Bad Boys for Life with a 3 as the E at the end of life.
That's a terrible decision.
Yep, so we didn't get to talk about that. We didn't talk about James Cameron rapping on Avatar, and we didn't watch this movie trailer, so that's it.
What was the movie trailer?
It's just a movie trailer.
What movie?
We'll get to it Sunday.
What movie, though, bro?
No, it's just a movie trailer. How to make a movie trailer. Movie trailer.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, guys, thank you for listening to
that
roast of Colby for the last 30 minutes. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys did, too. We're Seth and Colby. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursdays at whatever time we do it, and once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to come back. If you're watching it on Twitch, stay right where you are. Colby is going to become a pro hitman.
I will not. I will fail poorly.
And he's going to murder people that he has contracted out to murder. And if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, thank you. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. Hit the sub button. Support the show. Go to twitter.com, instagram.com, facebook.com/SethandColby. You can also join the subreddit. And there's a Discord. If you type !! Discord in the chat, you can buy merch. Holidays are coming up. RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby.
Holidays are coming up.
Holidays are coming up, man.
Holidays are coming up. Get your significant other a Seth and Colby t-shirt.
And then...
it's super cozy.
Yeah.
And they'll totally understand what the reference is.
I don't care if they understand it. Just buy a shirt. And also P.O. Box 7564 at Wichita, Kansas 67275. You want to mail us some stuff. Or Colby some hair gel, you know?
I am running low.
What's your brand? What would you prefer?
Anything.
No, you got to give them something specific, man.
No, go for
what do you have
you
right now?
You don't want
to
know.
If you just tell them to get whatever, you're going to get...
semen?
Yes.
Get it.
Okay. You heard him. You heard him, folks. He asked for it. So can we get a Colby hair emoji? Yes. Problem is, Colby makes those emojis, and
so you can't.
He'll never make that, so... But yeah, guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll be back in just a little bit with Colby Plays Games. He's playing Hitman 2. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.